Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 300. Today is Saturday, June 25th, 2022, or if you're in Aussie land, it is the 26th. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me right here in the podcasting studio, let's call it that, to help me celebrate today, are Nisi, Chris, and Fair. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello. And Fair's there somewhere. I think you muted, Fair. just in case.
Oops.
There we go.
There she is. And there, thank you. Sorry.
There she is. Oops. Excellent. All good. All good. We are all down in Booty Bay on Wormrest Accord, US, and we are on top of the bank having a little dance party to celebrate because 300 is a milestone for sure. So come on down if you want to, you know, just come and have a dance. I quite clearly heard who had the train. I'm gonna guess, was that Azzy? The train set.
Someone did.
Somebody did.
I mean, it might be Azzy.
I'm gonna guess, because all I could hear was the woo-woo as the intro was playing. So it was hilarious. I was trying not to crack up. But anyway, thank you guys for, ladies, thank you for joining me this week, and also to everyone that's coming down to have a bit of a dance, appreciate that. So thank you. We 300. Who'd have thunk it?
Quite a lot of episodes.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
It is. So, you know, we're not doing anything massive. We're just having a nice little celebration, which is good. And so we thought, I was trying to think of a little chat idea for this week, and I thought there is a million and one things that I can talk to these three about and ask them questions, but decided that they could ask me questions this week. So, I've not looked at the questions. Do you know how hard it is to get into the show notes and not look? I've had to scroll past what the questions were, so I don't know what
you're saying. They're like the very top, so it's very hard to do.
Yes.
Because they're right in your face when you load them up.
It is right in my face. So, whoever's first. All right, I go for it. Who's the first one?
Yes, I am. Hold on.
It's all happening. I have coffee, so
my push to talk key like put me in the entirely wrong page. So, so you always get to ask us questions, always. So, it was nice for us to be able to turn around and get to pick your brain for a little bit. So, when you were first asked to help out with the podcast, did you think it would last as long as it has?
Okay, so going back, Stone approached me months before we did the first show. Months before. So, we did a fair bit of prep. I did not know what was going to happen with it. I had heard of Iron Man. I had started Iron Man, my own kind of little version, back when I'd heard of Iron, because I thought that was, you know, hugely unique and I wanted to try it, which I did on an undead warlock, of course. And, so when he approached me, I had met him through when I was on Control-Alt-WoW. He came on as a guest. We all started, I think that was the time we started Challenge Tunes. And, you know, we were having some fun doing the Challenge Tunes as we were live streaming. And we had Stone on. And, yeah, so that's how I met him. It wasn't that much later that he messaged me and said, I want to have a chat to you. I was like, okay. Don't forget, at that time I was doing Control Alt WoW as well as my own show, which was Behind the Avatar. So I was pretty busy. And we sat down in Discord and he told me his plan for it. And I went, hell yeah, let's do this. This is awesome. And that's where it started. Didn't know where it was going to take us, but what is this? This is we're coming up to our 7th birthday in August.
I believe so.
For the show. Yeah.
Crazy. That's scary.
Crazy. And this is the 300th episode. We started off doing a show once a month. And then
yeah, I think so.
Then we went to 2 weeks. And then it turned out, and it was only a very short time of, was like a month, a couple of months, and we were like, I think we need to do once every 2 weeks. And then I think we did that for like once and went, yeah, I think we need to go every week. So here we are. Well, here I am. And, you know, this wonderful community and all the things that we have is from where it was born way back there, which is amazing. So hope that answers your question, Lacey.
yeah. And also, did you have any expectations for the show? Did you expect it to, you know, be the community to be as popular as it was, or were you just kind of just going along and seeing where it was going to take you?
Pretty much like the second one. I didn't really know what we were going to be doing. We knew when we started it, obviously there was already the community, you know, small-ish community. We have some diehard veterans, quite a few of them are with me right now, and probably dancing. I can see hoofs somewhere there. So we knew that there was quite a few people that were very challenger focused. So we just thought it'd be a cute little show to be able to do, to put out the information that needed to be put out regarding, you know, FAQ rules, bits and pieces, changes that's coming. So I started off, I didn't do camera for quite a few years. I wasn't in the space to be able to do that. And it's here we are, you know, nearly 7 years later, and we're still going.
7 years. It really doesn't.
No,
it
doesn't. It's crazy. So, and a lot has happened in those 7 years, both in game with WoW, with the challenges, in personal lives, all of those things for all of us. So, thank you for the question.
Nice. Fair, what do you have?
Okay. Actually, this one sort of relates as much to the challenges themselves as the podcast, but they're pretty related.
Mm-hmm.
I love that so many challenges have been added over the years. Are there any of the challenges that have surprised you with their popularity? I mean, we didn't know when you started out what would be popular.
Well, I mean, with the challenges, obviously, we started off with Iron, and due to the persistence of certain people, we were that got in, I suppose, Stone's ear in particular, we were able to add in the various different types, which is, once again, I think what we have now is certainly a very well-rounded to kind of anything. You know, you've got, if you want to do straight iron, you can go do straight iron. If you want to just go not kill anything, we've got pacifist. And if you want to go full throttle into killing anything, you've got bloodthirsty. And then you've got, you know, the different types that can incorporate professions and iron, like working. If you want to try with some green gear to, so it's not so intense, you've got green man. You know, it's all those kinds of things. So,
it's got something for everyone.
It, to me, it does. And again, you know, pay homage to Stone and to you guys for pushing those kinds of things to say, hey, I think we need this. I think we need this. And to his credit, to Stone's credit, you know, he worked out all the code and we all came up with the rules that worked for it, etc., etc. So again, eternally grateful to Stone and all of the people that have done that. As to things, I still think, and again, I've played, other than 10, I've never done 10, because I'm kind of like, not that I'm anti a Tin Man player, but if I die, it's kind of like it, unless it becomes a scout. So, once I tried, like, pacifist in the last few years, maybe more than a few, has done extremely well. Like, iron's our base, has always been the base, so that we always get a lot of people wanting to try Iron Man. Pacifist, I found, has grown. Fair, I don't know if you've...
No, I think it has.
Yeah,
it surprised me.
It's grown so much, which is fantastic. Because again, until I'd really given it a go, I thought, who wants to not kill anything? But I love it. I love pacifist.
Yay, that
so
makes me happy.
Much. It's so much fun. You know how hard it is trying not to roll another one right at the moment. It's just like, I'm trying to be focused. Be focused later.
And it's so funny that you love pacifist so much now, because it took us so long to get you to even roll one.
And again, you know, I want to get back into blood. I love the bloods. Like, let me go kill stuff. Love it. Absolutely love it. I think probably pacifist for me would be the thing that I've seen in the biggest growth. Working man, definitely as well. You know, it's kind of like it's got a little bit of both worlds. The fact that you can go iron, but bring in things like doing your professions. So, but I still think pacifist for me would be the biggest one. And also it changed my mindset as well. So sometimes it just, you know, until you really give something a proper go and really try it. And again, listen to the people that are passionate about this, like you, Fair. You know, I just always remember how much I've learned from you and from everyone else. Like, you know, like with Zaya and Five, and, you know, Never Died, and
oh, for sure,
Stir, and, you know, so much. We've got a very giving community in the fact that everyone shares, and it's fantastic. So yeah, pass pacifist is great. And it was always good, you know, doing that with my my SFAM, Chris. We were, God, can you hear that? That's the chopper going to the hospital.
So good.
That's very, very loud. We were encouraging, very encouraging each other on the first time we tried, which was really good as well, because it was new for both of us, and we were trying very, very hard not to die or do something stupid.
I was like, die? Yeah. No death. No die.
No dying. No dying. Yeah. So definitely pacifist. Yeah.
Well, when it comes to the show, is there any particular show episodes that really stand out in your mind as especially fun or significant? A couple that kind of stand out for me in terms
excuse
of
me
craziness or whatever.
Probably not so much in there's a couple. Probably the first time we actually did the very first show. So you guys know of episode one, because that was just a podcast. I don't think had we gone live by that. We did an episode zero. I think over the time Stone and I have talked about this, but we did an episode zero. And episode zero was a complete we had Stone's wife Carrie, and it was a dummy show. It was just to kind of get the feel for what we were going to do. So this complete dummy show was completely hilarious. So that for sure stands out. Probably the other one would be when Stone left. Which again, you know, it's not the happy fun, but it is a significant memory. I think I bawled. I think I was crying. Yes. It was definitely an emotional show. Obviously he stepped away, etc. For reasons. And that was a really emotional show. But again, you know, I cherish the time that we have had, and he's still busy off doing his stuff, and he's well, and him and the kids and Carrie and everyone seem to be doing well, so which is really good. Other than that, it's that's probably the two that really stick in my hair. It's, you know, again, 300 is a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
There is. What's yours, Fair? You say that you've got a couple. What's the one? What's one that sticks in your head?
I think one would be what you just said with Stone leaving. Mm-hmm. And this other one is just totally crazy. The time that Bill broke the clean tag. That was a very funny episode.
Yeah. That would be. I mean, we'd been talking about it beforehand, but when we got Bell on, we already knew it was, you know, there was going to be. It's not like it's control, like trying to control someone to not be them. It's just that we knew it was which way it was going to go.
Yeah.
So, and she is a lot of fun, and it was one of the most amazing things to be able to give her a hug when I finally met her in person when I went to BlizzCon back in 2018. But we love Belle. She's good value, and definitely that is a good one. Absolutely. What about you, Niecy? Anything stands out for you?
Now, see, I always thought I was going to be the one that was going to accidentally break the clean tag. I'd have to, like, put a note in front of me, don't curse. So, it's either going to be me or Zorz, and it ended up being Belle.
I know! That would be the other one. Zorz breaking it as well.
I think the show that stands out for me that was, aside from Stone leaving, would be the BlizzCon live episode where you were all together. That had to be wild to record with people that for so long up to that point you had only ever recorded through the internet. That had to be really surreal.
It was because not only was I one sitting next to Stone, which was surreal in its own fact, that like trying to do the stuff and then turning around and being like, okay, Stone's right there, and then looking out into kind of the lounge room where we were, and you know, these faces all staring back at us, was it was a lot of fun. It really was. We had a fantastic BlizzCon, something I will forever remember. It was great. And again, we got to meet a few Challenge Toon players, which was amazing, and got to meet a lot of WoW people, WoW players, and all sorts of things. So it was great, yeah. What about you, Chris? What was the one? Anything stand out?
Well, of course, Stone leaving. And actually, the first time you guys invited me on here, and I was scared to death. And then you and Stone are like messaging as we're doing the show and telling me you're messaging because I won't shut up. So, yeah, that would do it for me.
Oh, we've come along.
There's always a
certain
amount of nerves the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. It's, I don't know, it's one of those things where you just... It is... It was the first time, the same as I think the first time I went on to Controller WoW as a guest before I became a co-host with Aprillion. At that stage, I think it was Aprillion, Shao, Rogue Slayer, and Tidra, I'm going to say. I'm pretty sure it was that. But yeah, it becomes very nerve-wracking. So and it looks like Aprillion's here. Hi, Aprillion, thank you. And again, a lot of fun. I must admit, one of the most amazing things about not only doing this but doing any kind of thing is the amount of people I've met, and the amount of friends, not only through the game, but through doing this, that is just, again, you know, blows my mind. I am very lucky that so many friends from that, these wonderful three, hang on, pointing the wrong way, these three beautiful women that I've got with me, the bunch of amazing people in the chat room, those that are here dancing on the bank. You guys, awesome. So, you know, always blows my mind the amazingness of what a great bunch of people that we have everywhere, and I'm very, very lucky to call you all friends, which is great. Okay.
Ditto, ditto.
Thank you. Chris, I'm guessing that was fair. You had two? That was it? Yeah.
Yep, that was it.
Excellent. All right. Chris, I haven't looked at yours.
You could have looked. I put Chris Q1, Chris Q2.
I didn't.
Just in case you couldn't stand the temptation.
No.
So, I know you. So, number one. If you could go back and save one of your challengers, who would it be and how did you die?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. I think it would have to be the very first Iron Death like of my big iron back when now I'm just trying to remember because she would have I would have deleted her. I don't think I kept her. She was a hunter. I'm gonna say, I'm just trying to remember, was she actually a troll hunter or a night elf? This is going way back.
I think it was
back.
Night elf.
Could be,
but... I remember you being so upset about the death, but I can't remember how you died.
I'd like to say, though, I think she was... Because she got hit by the... The flight elf. those flight elves, you gotta watch them. She got hit by over in wetlands. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, up the top before you hit on going into across into Arathi. That section with the dwarves, what were they?
Okay, over by the knolls, and there's the chick at right the very the end that you have to kill. She hits like a truck, or at least she did.
Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah, so go around that flight path, just on the path leading up out into Arathi. I completely have forgotten the point, that flight point's name, but yeah, I think I was off doing discovery or something. That's why I'm thinking she was a troll hunter. And I flew too close and I got pretty much I'm gonna say she wasn't Dunmore. Yep. I don't think it was quite one shot, but it was pretty much like hit, fell, dead. Like there was no in between. And if I had the chance to bring her back, having learnt from my mistake, that would definitely be one that I would. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a rough death. That was the first big, big rough death. That one really hurt. still stings to this day. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Do I still have internet? Can you still hear me?
Yep, got you. You're here.
Okay, because I'm spiking all over the place. So question number two before you lose me.
Okay.
We finally won the lottery, and we're moving to our beachfront property. What must you have to survive besides coffee?
I was going to say coffee.
Nope. I already took care of that one.
Okay. I would have to say this. You guys can't see it, but, like, all this setup. Like, I'm not worried about if I don't have a TV... But I need my monitors, I need my desk, I need my PC, I need my keyboard, I need all the things. So I would be quite happy to, you know, just have, if I've got coffee and my PC,
And good internet, apparently.
And maybe your husband?
him as well, that's a given, absolutely. If there was a third thing, then it'd have to be a bloody good kitchen. good kitchen.
Because I want cake.
Exactly. Have to be, like, the way I want the kitchen. It would just be fantastic for baking. And then, of course, you know, damn good oven. Really good, really big oven. I really would like to have, like, a double... two ovens. You know how they have like double ovens? That way you can do multiple things all at once, because, you know, having one oven, it's, you know, oh, sometimes Saturday baking days are just, it takes forever because you just got so many things going in the oven. You're like, gotta wait, take that out, put the next one in, lower the temperature. Yeah, it's a struggle. So yeah, but definitely those cooking utensils are brilliant. Yes, definitely cooking utensils, cannot do without, well, especially baking ones. Yes, so fantastic. Thank you, that was fun. I'm glad I didn't look at it. See, I was very good, Chris. I didn't.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Well, I hope there's been a little bit of fun for you guys. And again, I have to say that thank you ladies, they were great questions. I appreciate that. We will get back to our regularly scheduled, me asking all the questions from next time. So, which is always fun. I like asking questions. They're good. All right. Weeks in WoW. What have we got? Nisi, how did you go this week?
Okay. Well, this week I only managed to work on Bloodthirsties. Nope. The week was over before I knew what had happened. I was sitting here this morning, I was like, oh, I didn't work on the working man. So
I disconnected for some reason. Hang on, I'm just logging back into the game. My no WoW's problem. Being silly. Yep, go for it.
But yeah, so we got some bloods done. We got the warrior to 42, and mm-hmm. I had a very odd interaction with a fellow player that started messaging me about my warrior's name. And then asking for help to kill something. And I'm like, I can't with this character. It's going to be like 10 minutes if you want me to go get a different character. Or you could like ask in general. And then they never said anything else. They're like, oh, I was just really talking to you about your name. And I'm like, okay. So
I should have
known better with that name. So it's the first time anybody's ever actually messaged me about it. So I was like, all right.
What was the name?
It's my troll warrior, troll your soul, because the class pissed me off so bad the last death I had with it that I was like, okay, the class is trolling me now, the game is trolling me, and I stuck soul on everything to signify that it was a challenge character at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, so you're trolling my soul because you keep dying. So I was like, let's just go with that. And then somebody's like messaging me about my name, and they're like,
wow.
I'm not going to repeat what they said, but it was like they were mystified that I went with that name, the long and short of it. And I was like, okay.
There are some really questionable names for toons in WoW, even now. Like, even now when you just shake your head.
I've seen some doozies.
Yep. And there's some that you're just like, really, really? But, yeah. You know, I don't know about you guys. I think mine are fairly simple because it's normally Lita or Lita something. Or Iron Lita. but some people are really creative and have, you know, obviously certain things that they come up with. But to question you on your name... That's,
yeah, like, I wasn't even talking in general. They just, like, ran by me and saw my name. And I didn't even actually lay eyes on them. I had no idea where they were. I don't know if they were flying above me. I did not physically see them. And I'm like, okay, this is very bizarre. They weren't on my server, so I don't know if they were phased or something. Maybe. And I just couldn't see them. It was very odd. And I'm like, I'm not talking in general. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not trolling anybody. It was an odd name. Like, I'm not misbehaving.
You keep
so
it to yourself,
like,
minding your own business.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, just go away. That warrior has become a magnet for trouble. I had somebody else pull the elite T-Rex, King Katal, down at the bottom of the Tusk Pool. They wanted me to help kill it because they wouldn't go away. And I'm like, why are you jumping on top of me? So I started to ask them what was up. And they're like, oh, I need help killing the big dino. And as I'm typing my response to them about, sorry, I can't help you on this character. If I die, I have to start over. just as I hit enter, they pulled it to me, and I'm like, no.
Oh.
So I'm like bolting up the hill because I know where his reset point is, and yeah. I'm like, oh, buddy.
Oh, dear like, Lord.
What are you
yeah.
doing?
Yeah.
So it's... that one's becoming a trouble magnet, and I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. You're living up to your name, warrior class. It's like, enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone else has had that issue, but certainly, you know, where you'll get someone message you. And I normally just do the same thing and say, look, I can't on this. I'm on a challenge tune. Most times I'm on a server that I don't have a really big tune to come help. So, and sometimes I get the interaction of, oh, you're doing a challenge tune. Oh, cool. Oh, so, you know, like, sorry. Some people will ask the question, like, challenge stream? What's that?
Yeah.
And then we yeah, point them to the website.
Sometimes they ask for more info. The past two people have been very bizarre in their responses, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna go back to doing my thing now. Okay?
Yeah.
So, it was very odd.
A little bit
And they both happened, like, within a day of each other, so I was just like, is this the same person? Like, what is happening? Very strange. We got the shaman to 50. So she's leaving BFA and beginning her Shadowlands journey. And I just about died on stream seeing how much male level 50 gear was on the auction house on my server. We looked at it together, and there was some pieces that were minimum 9,000 gold. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
Wow. Really?
I was like, I have 5,000. And I got down to 600 gold and still had 3 slots I couldn't buy gear for because I ran out of money. And I'm like, why is this so expensive? It's going to be replaced in like 2 levels. And I mean, some of it was crafted. Some of it wasn't. And some of it wasn't even Shadowlands item level. Some of it was like from Pandaria stuff with the names on it. I guess people had Karami time on and were getting level 50 stuff to drop out there.
Okay. Because
I'm looking at it, I'm like, this isn't even comparable. Like, what is happening? And so that was interesting.
Did you say there were grays and whites?
It was greens. It was all greens.
All greens, okay.
Yeah, because the bloodthirsty. I'm running in green gear because I don't want to make it harder on myself. It's hard enough out there on a bloodthirsty. In the green gear, I don't want to go the gray and white. I think Zaya is, but more power to you, sir.
Yeah.
I think his Zaya Bingra, I think, or Bingara, they are, I think, in gray and white. I could be wrong, but yeah, I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to
see if he says
make that worse than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Especially on that warrior. But gear hasn't really been dropping, so I might as well be wearing white and grays when I'm in like level 15 greens at level 45. So it's been tough out there for the male gear drops. Really bad.
Yeah.
At least for me and my RNG that hates me. So I get everything else. But we got the Demon Hunter to 54. So that was good. She's been doing okay, getting a little long in the tooth on the levels now. The 54 to 57 is where it really starts to slow down for me. We'll see how she goes. She's in tank spec. The tanky classes are always a little bit slower anyhow.
Yep.
We'll see how my sanity holds over the next couple of days getting her sorted.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that happened this week is that the druid, we hit level 60, and we are done with the druid, and we now have 3 classes remaining.
Well done.
Correct. Yes. That was a nerve-wracking level.
Done. Absolutely. That's exciting. 3 to go. 3 to go.
Yes.
That's...
I was battling leather farmers in, like, the last half of the level as I'm, like, trying to push through.
Oh,
and Russell's looking at me, because he was talking to me, and I had this, like, pissed-off look on my face. I know he did, because he stopped and he looked at me. He's like, what? I'm like, no, not you. I'm pissed because I'm trying to get this done because I've got other shit I have to do tomorrow, and I won't have as much time to work on it tomorrow. And there's 2 leather farmers out here killing everything, and I can't get a kill edgewise.
Yeah.
So that was really frustrating. But no, we got it. She's done. Druid is in the books, and we just have 3 classes left.
Excellent. That's super exciting. We're very, we got All the things.
Yes.
So well done. Well done on that. I'm glad that you've had a decent week. So that's very exciting. Fair, how has your week been?
Well, I didn't get a whole lot done this week, but a little bit. Most important thing was my Tauren Pacifist Druid, Fair A, hit level 60.
Yay! So
that was big news. Yeah, that was a slow trip, but
nice.
It was interesting. My first Horde tune, first Horde challenge tune, discovered how much I do not know about Horde land. Where to go to get non-killing quests at low level, if there are any. Where to pick flowers. I had a really hard time with not having any escape mechanism at all for her, especially before she could prowl. There's no way to get out of trouble. So she took her time. Ironically, she had a much happier time after she hit 50, because she could just be normal in the Shadowlands. Doesn't matter what faction you are there. So she had changed to change her profession from mining to tailoring, so that she could do some professional quests safely. So she, my little baby flower child, is now 60. So, yay!
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. And like you said, your first horde. Your first horde.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think the next horde I make will be in the expansion when we can make Tauren Rogues.
Nice.
We'll have to make a Tauren Rogue.
Absolutely.
The other thing, I mean, others, I've worked on my working man and my green man. I didn't really get any levels. My little pacifist, Ferricello, Night Elf Pacifist Rogue, hit 14.
Nice.
Back to cooking and fishing in Darnassus. Starting in on some fires.
Excellent. Yes. Midsummer fires.
Started during the Dark Moon Fair and took full advantage.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Great plan. Great plan to do. Well, congratulations. Yeah. And how exciting. You both, like Max this week, Druid. You and Nisi.
Yep.
What was it?
Fantastic. Look at that.
Go and I hadn't realized that Nisi's was a Tauren as well. So that's exciting.
Very exciting. That's awesome. So congratulations to you both. Hang on, where's my little... where is it? Yep. See if it's going to come through. I don't know. It's been a bit silly today. If you didn't hear that, that was, you know, applause. Well done to you both. Chris, other than work and silly internet, how's your week?
Our idea of not doing much this week is dinging 60. Or like, are you kidding me? that's quite a bit. Yeah. Nothing challenge-wise, obviously, in my internet, obviously. So Dean and I just went and did some normal stuff for... Still chasing down these 20 gazillion pieces of a ring all over Shadowlands to get one of the other hand mounts. That's like 1/16th of a chance of getting this quest if it's this assault, if it's this person up, if it's this.
Yay.
We finally finished ring two, ring three, ring... You need four of them. Okay. And it's like four pieces for each ring. It's just absolutely insane. So that was my giant accomplishment for my day off yesterday.
Nice.
Was getting a fourth of the ring to make the second ring out of four.
Woo! Excellent. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you got some play time, because I know it is very limited between, you know, crappy Australian internet that's migrated to your place and you practically living at your job. Which is...
Word.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's really sad to say that I'm looking forward to surgery because then I get 2 weeks off.
Nice.
So, there we go.
Tell them they do not ring you at all in that 2 weeks.
Oh, yes, exactly.
No, no. Just send,
I don't exist.
Send good wishes, yes, but do not ask about work. Absolutely. Fantastic. All right. Well, I did manage to do something, which was last night. It's again, it's been a bit of a week. And anyway, Iron Leta, I didn't stream it because I was like, no, I'm just going to go do it. So I jumped on her. We went and did some fires because it is fire time. And I was like, hell yeah, we need to get some of this. And she did ding 26, so I got a level. Mind you, she's about 2 bubbles from dinging 27. But, you know, the usual where I was pushing for the 27. But the body went... it was about to say let the body hit the floor, but it didn't quite. I was like, I need to log off right now. Because rule number one, if you're tired, you don't play. So I logged her off where she is, and hopefully I will pick that up hopefully later and get a bit more done on her. I did do something very stupid. Mind you, it was late at night. Well, late at night, my time, which is early server time. And I do not say to go do this on your challenge tune. But again, I had tested this on my main, on Leta. And I wanted to make sure that the same thing was going to work on the challenge tune. So I went to, I was at Gadgetzen. And there's the two fires, either side. You've got the Horde one, you've got the Alliance one. Now, Iron Leta is Horde. She is an undead warlock. Because, you know. That's what I do. So I popped over to the Horde one, and I was like, yep, excellent, let's go. And I thought, I looked around in town, and I'm like, there's no one here. There's nobody here. I'm going to test and check this theory because I want to make sure that it's correct. So I went over to the Alliance one. I desecrated the fire, gave me the flag. I rode so fast back into the town, jumped on the flight path, took me went over to Marshall's place, whatever it is, Marshall stand, and as soon as I hit onto the flight path, the buff goes. If you hearth, the buff does not go. Okay, so just to keep that in mind, whereas back in the day, you used to be able to hearth and it would go. So I can't remember when they changed that, but the only way, otherwise you've got to sit out the, what is it, 5 minutes? And 5 minutes on a challenge turn is a long bloody time, and you don't want to, like, risk. Again, I did risk her for the sake of, it was kind of like that experimental to double check. So, flight path will take your flag off. Just remember that. Hearthing won't. If you're hearthing back to a neutral place, then you'd be okay. If you're hearthing back not to a neutral place, you're still going to be flagged. All right. So, I need to jump. Hang on. Jumping. I got a multi. It's annoying. I can't do the slash dance when I've not got my screen there.
I know, really.
Because then it messes everything up. But, yeah, so... Please, if you hearth to a different expansion, it will go, but it will come back when you hearth to the same expansion. Notice that on a non-challenger. Okay, well, that's interesting. I'm just trying to remember where I hearthed to. Might have been the same. Interesting. But definitely, definitely, I would say get yourself to get yourself onto a flight path. Even if you just take like the smallest flight, you know, like the closest one. Don't have to just get on a flight path to get it, to get rid of it. But be very wary, aware. Sorry, be very aware of that. So I did get something done. So yay. All right. let's do. Where is this one? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, so first off, we've got a little bit of news today because it's been a big week. Blizzard has
It was. I was surprised. Busy. Like the headlines were coming like fast and furious, and I'm like, stop.
I know. Very exciting stuff. So first off, I want to say, and even though we have discussed it, congratulations to Fair on getting Fairy. Was that how we said it?
Yes.
Fairy right. To Max. Becoming our 21st Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Is this the most amount of pacifists that we have had for an expansion?
I'm not sure. I'd have to go 21? Back and check.
Yeah, I'm feeling like this expansion is definitely up there.
If it's not
pacifists.
The most, then it's close.
It's close, exactly. Congratulations, Fair. Again, like, well done.
Thank you.
Amazing. And also congratulations to Nisi on getting Soul Survivor to Max and becoming our 12th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion. Yay!
Yay!
Well done, ladies. Awesome. 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 All right. okay, because I've split it up fair, can you take the next news for me? I'll put the link in chat.
Sure. As we've been discussing, the Midsummer Fire Festival is in full swing and will run until July 5th. The link is there. Be really careful if you choose to desecrate fires because at some points in time, there are people who like to lurk. Look at rogues, but rogues, you know who I'm talking about. Just waiting for somebody to come desecrate so they can kill you.
Exactly. I must admit, I haven't seen that in quite a few years, but it used to be very early on when these things started. I had a couple of guildies that used to, mind you, back then I was on a PvP server, and they would, that's what they would do. They would go and to the most popular and just stealth and wait and wait. And sure enough, that's what they would do. They were really good rogues. Really, as in, they were sneaky little bastards. They were very good at playing rogue, definitely. So,
you're right. I don't think it's happening as much anymore. Probably, I'd be most worried, like, the first day of the festival or whatever, when people are more out doing it, but I don't see that many people out and about doing the fires these days.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, there was 3 new toys. So, if you are a collector and are wanting to get those, which I did on Leta, of course, one is for 50, one is for 100, and one is for 150. So you need a total of 300. To get the 3 toys, and you know, again, on most challenge tunes other than Bloods, can't do it on Bloods. No love for the Bloods. But if you're into collecting and get enough blossoms, blooms, you know, that's definitely something you can use with them. So so yeah, keep that in mind. If not, do it on a scout or normal tune, whichever. Okay. Okay, Chris, how's your internet? How are you holding up? You good?
I'm still here. Okay. I think.
Excellent.
I think. All right. Yes. So okay, Dragonflight pre-orders are now available. Digital base game is available for $49.99 US. Digital Heroic is available for $69.99, and Digital Epic is available for $89.99. There's also a physical collector's edition available for pre-order, and that is $129.99. A note, if you are like Dee and I and want all the things, the collector's edition comes with a game key that you will get when Dragonflight launches. Mm-hmm. It does not give you the in-game things because you have no key yet to get the things.
You have to wait. You have to wait.
Yes, we found that out yesterday.
Yes. Which is slightly frustrating. Slightly. But I've put the links into chat there for anyone that's interested. It should also be pretty much on the main page when you log into your Battle.net, etc. And the prices you gave are US, Australian is it's not good, but you know. Yeah, just take the money. Take the money, Blizz.
It's all we do. It's our thing.
Exactly. That's it. So definitely go check out Wowhead's got a whole thing. There'll be stuff on the Blizzard website as well if you want to have a look. They have comparisons from, you know, what each has got as well, which is good. Unless you're just all in like me and it's just like, give me everything. It's everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's that. I also did want to mention that there is a new battle pet available on the Blizzard shop.
Very exciting. Can I just say, I just pulled mine out right now and I targeted him. And I'm in bear form. He's a bear. I said backslash dance. The little thing is dancing with... Oh, it's just so cute.
Yep. I love him. He's a wonderful one. I had to buy that immediately.
It's beautiful. Look at him. He's so cute. So very cute. But yeah, that's... that's if you're interested. It was... what was it? It's $10 US... on the store. I think it was 13 Australian. What do you think I did? Again, just let me tick the box that says give me all the things, Blitz. Like, seriously, just charge it. Just charge me.
He acts like a druid bear. I mean, you can tell him to sit. You can, he's wonderful.
Very, very cute. Very cute. So, again, you know, if you're into those, go check that out. Put the link there for you as well. Okay, we've still got some more news. Nisi, what have we
got? We're not done yet.
Not done yet.
So, Wrath of the Lich King Classic Beta has begun. Blizzard has announced that for Burning Crusade Classic, they will be doing a Joyous Journey buff, which will be 50% experience. That will activate. I think they said it would go for 6 to 8 weeks before Wrath launches. They don't have a date in place yet for when that buff will be live, though. They haven't worked that out just yet since beta just started.
Yep.
Like all of the things. Like, that's I guess huge. Kind of like the Winds of Wisdom buff that we had on retail. So
yeah, but we didn't have it for that long, did we? We didn't have it.
We had it for a while.
It was a while. I feel like it wasn't quite
it
six
was quite
to eight.
A while.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's too much is going on. But still, that's, again, you know, it's very generous. Get people up to speed with new tunes or new players, etc. Like, you know, if you're into that. If you're into playing, you know, classic. There we go. That's your thing. Obviously, have fun with that. All right. A couple more things I just wanted to mention. Don't forget with Dragonflight testing, anyone interested, please reach out and let us know so we can work out, like, team-wise, doing Google Doc, etc. We've had some interest in and people putting up their hands, so thank you. As soon as we can get into testing and start working things out, we've got a place that we'll be able to put, you know, all the things, what we find, how things are running, etc., so we can be preparing for Dragonflight, because there will be, you know, there may be changes coming. We don't know until we get in and check that out. So certainly send us a message, whether it's on Discord, Twitter, Facebook, email, and let us know if you want to put up your hands and do some testing. That would be great. Also wanted to mention Spreadshirt has a discount code for one day only, which is the 4th of July. There will be 22% off the shop if you're interested. It is one day only. Okay. All right. Now, you guys didn't hear this before, but I'm going to try and see if the chat room hears it. Where is it? This one. I don't think you... It's a trumpet. I found a trumpet sound. So, I don't know. And for our State of the Challengers. But it's not... You guys... See, chat room hears it. I don't know why chat room can hear it. Anyway. Irons. All right. Who we got? Chris, can you do the irons, please?
I can do the irons. We have number 10 is Azzy Iron at level 24. Number 9 is Iron Fairy at level 26. Number 8 is Iron Pal at level 29. Number 7 is Chrisanne at 32. Number 6 is Grey Lass at 35. Number 5, oh, what a great name, Iron Woman, but RIP at 36. Aww. Number 4 is also Chrisanne. 46, RIP. Ouch. Number 3 is Angst. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. 47 RIP.
Ooh.
This is a rough week.
Ooh.
Number 2, I apologize, I'm going to kill this name. Winchester and F. Level 50. I don't know how to say that. And number 1 is Ire. Level 58, another RIP.
Wow, Irons. Rough week.
That's a rough week for Irons.
It is, most definitely. Okay, Bloods. Fair, what have we got for Bloods, please?
Okay, in position 10, Ezzy BT is 19. Number 9 is Taco Tuesday. Unfortunately, sadly, RIP at 20. At 8 is Taco Monday, 21, lost to the Nether.
Oh, okay.
Position 7, Misfit, level 30. 6 is Theravos, 36, also lost to the Nether. Mm-hmm. Position 5 is Zaya Bingra at 41. Number 4, Troll Your Soul, 42. I still love that name. Position 3, Tidal Soul, is 50. Number 2, Soul Glaive, 54. And congratulations again to Soul Survivor at 60, our 12th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion.
Exactly. Truly. Nice. Well done. And again, Zion did say that BT does not have any greens.
Yeah.
So that's
your thing. Nisi, doing it the hard way, that's for sure.
I think next time maybe you should do Soul Your Troll for a name. And that would be really interesting. I'd like to see what comments you get on that one. Okay, can you take the pacifist for me, please?
Fun fact, I tried to get the name Flowers, but I could only get it as in the cooking ingredient. So I have that waiting, maybe, for Dragonflight.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So pacifists, 10th this week, we've got one frog at level 10. 9th is Paxus at 14. 8th is Faircello at 14. 7th this week is Assy Passy at 31. 6th is Pacifist at 32. 5th is Grin Parsi at 34. 4th is Red Doxy at 36. 3rd is Passy Rogue at 52, but you are yellow flagged for 3 kills and 2 killing blows.
Mm-hmm.
2nd is Kilrend at 52. And 1st is Fairy at 60, our 21st Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Congrats to Fairy. Nice.
Well done. Well done. Look at all those, as he's back and being busy.
He is. That's lovely to see.
Wow. Yes. All right. Tins. What have we got, Chris?
We have a tin. So Onks made a tin. Well, actually, just converted to 10. So we have one tin in place number one, Onks at level 47.
Nice. All right. Greens. Fair. Who have we got?
Okay, we have 7 greens. Position 7 is Corrupt. Level is 10. The yellow flag needs green gear by level 20.
Yes.
Should be global. Position 6, Isfiela is level 10.
Mm-hmm.
Position 5 is Drenia at 10. Position 4, Ezzy Green. Hey, Ezzy again. All right, this is great.
Excellent.
At level 24.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Position 3, Gren Green, 28, but red flagged for gear.
Mm-hmm.
Position 2, Celadon.
Oh, Cell's back.
53. Nice. Yeah.
Cell's back. Cool.
And position 1, Feralathana. It is 55.
Well done. Excellent. All right. And look, we're busy with the greens. New greens starting up. That's great. Well done, guys. Working men. Nisi, what have we got?
Working men. So we've got 3 working men this week. Peoples. 3rd is...
Yeah.
is that you, Fair, or is that not you?
No, it's not me.
Okay, not so her. I don't know how to pronounce this. Fairrub, I guess, maybe?
Fairrub? It looks German.
Yeah.
18, red flagged, multiple issues there.
Yeah, mostly
gear. 2 is Tiber, RIP at level 30. Oh, Tiber, what happened?
Tiber.
You have to tell us.
Yeah. Ouch.
And... 1st this week for Working Man is Azzy Works at 41. It is lovely to see you back, sir.
One, how many is he running? One working, one green, one passy.
Passy.
A blood, and an iron. He's all over it. He's all over them. Azzy, welcome back. My God, he's just gone, I'm back, guys. Like, smash.
Making amazing. Up for lost time. Tiber said he was up to his old tricks and getting overwhelmed by cultists again.
Oh, Tiber. Oh, ouch. Commiserations. It's been a bit of a rough week all up, looking right across those. So commiserations to all those that were lost this week. And hopefully this will be a better week all round for everyone. So please, again, don't forget we have got the fires, midsummer fires. Just be very, very, very careful if you're desecrating fires. That's we'll say that. Okay, let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
And our favorite goblin, there he is. All right, ladies, we've got some jokes. Let's start them off, and then we have got a in-person one, which yes. We'll get in a moment. So, first up, Nisi.
Why did the flamingo need a Band-Aid?
Why?
It hurt its pinky.
Aw.
So cute. Okay, where we go, Fair.
Okay. How do you make an egg giggle till they yoke.
I had to. It's so cute.
Yep.
It's so cute. Love it.
This is when I'm glad I'm on Push to Talk. Otherwise, all you guys would hear would be little baby Norts.
Norts. Okay, Chris, what have we got?
This is adorable. What is a shark's favorite type of sandwich?
What is it?
Peanut butter and jellyfish.
Yep.
This is very cute. Very
cute. So cute.
Absolutely. All right. Do you want to bring Tiber in? Tiber's going to do his stolen...
It won't let me pull him.
Okay. Let me have a look. Tiber.
There we go.
Hello. Are you there?
Tiber? Maybe you had to push to talk.
Hang on, it's muted him. Why has it muted? Alright, I'm going to take off the mute. Tabby, you there?
I'm here.
You're there. Excellent. Yes, let me just turn your volume up. Alright, try that again.
How's that?
That's better. Excellent. Alright, so you are doing your stolen joke of the week for us live. Thank you. What have we got?
Okay, stolen joke of the week. How much does a rainbow weigh? Not much, it's pretty light.
That's good.
Oh, I love it. I've not heard that one. That's great.
I haven't either. That one actually took me a second. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
That's I love science jokes.
I love it. Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you for coming on and telling us that live. That's wonderful.
Okay, that was fun.
and commiserations on your tune this week. I'm so sorry. Cultists. Damn cultists. All right. Well, we will let you go, and thank you for jumping on and being part of our 300. Do appreciate it, and we got to catch up with you the other week, which was great. So please have a good week leveling, Tiber.
Hey, all of you too, and congratulations on 300.
Thank you. Thank you. Without you guys, it wouldn't happen. So again, thank you to all of you guys. So thank you very much. All right. We'll say bye to Tiber.
Bye, Tiber.
Goodbye.
All right. Nisi, can you figure out? Figure out that while I do the other things. All right. We have got thank yous. I will get Chris. Can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
I got you. From the bottom of our heart, thank you. Thank you to everyone who supports. For our Iron Elites, we have Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Laren. One of these days, I'm not going to butcher this poor person's name. Laren Ramar, Lita. Oh, is it Mac or Mock?
I was going with Mac.
Okay, we'll go with Mac.
Whichever.
Mr. Brighto 1, Mrs. Rakiru, Nisi, Rude, Sir, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Wainima, and Zaya.
Well done. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate that so much. It keeps the things going. So thank you for your support. Also, from Sir and myself, we want to thank the wonderful bunch of mods that we have that help out in all the things that you guys, everything that you do. There is so much, and I appreciate you all for that. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you so much. I wouldn't be able to do the things without you guys, so thank you. Also to our Code Wardens, Zaya, Rod, Knapp in particular, for getting the things moving again. Your blood is worth bottling. So much. so much. So thank you so much for all the work that you do. And to everyone here that's in the chat room joining us today, listening to the live, the podcast and all the things, thanks for hanging out and giving of your time to come celebrate our 300th show. It's wonderful. Thanks, guys. So I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, July the 2nd. Where is this year going? What?
It needs to stop.
Yeah, I know. It really does. It will be 7 p.m. Eastern time. Oh, if you're in Aussie land, that's Sunday, 9 a.m. later time, which it is. Ladies, thank you so much for being here and celebrating the 300th show for the WoW Challenges podcast. I do greatly appreciate it. Thank you for the wonderful questions. That was fun. That was good fun. Can you please tell us where we can find you, get in touch with you, all of the socials? Isn't that what they're saying? I think that's what they're calling it nowadays. Nisi, where's your socials
at?
That's
what it is. My socials. For someone that's not that social, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord. It's Nisi, then phonetically spelled, hashtag 4863. If you need to email me for any reason, just make sure you put what it is in the subject line so I don't think it's spam. It's nisivgn at gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all as nisivgn. We try to keep things simple.
Excellent. Yes, that is the best way. Fair, where can we find you, please?
Well, here's my anti-social list. You can find me on Discord as Fair. And if you're looking for me in-game, I'm on Wormrest Accord, mostly Alliance.
Excellent. Thank you. Chris, where can we find you? Sleeping? Very, very shortly. Other than that.
Oh, yeah. I have like 2 bites of ice cream waiting for me in the bed.
Nice.
Twitter is Chris W.
That's it. That's the one. Excellent. Most important question. What type of ice cream?
It's actually a gelato, and it has 5 different layers and little truffles in it, and
ooh,
little cookie pieces, and
ooh,
yeah, it's good.
Yum. That
sounds wonderful.
That sounds good.
It was on sale.
Hell yeah. Bargain ice cream gelato, yum, is always good.
Seriously.
Well, enjoy when you get to that, which will be very, very shortly, and then you can go to sleep. Okay, so where you can find us, don't forget to check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. Everything is there. You can find the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you've got any jokes, puns, questions, anything, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com, where you can find me pretty much later or later wow. I have got a link tree thing that's got all the stuff, so I'm not going to bore you with all the socials, but certainly check out all the bits and pieces over there. And also, last thank yous to Mr. Bright01 for that fabulous intro. We love that intro so much. It makes me smile every time I hear it. We just love that. So if you want to find him, he's on Discord as Mr. Bright01. And we appreciate Russ and his talents so much, which is great. Also, to my talented husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. I thank him very much because, sometimes it's just like, I need help. So he helped me out with the outro, which you'll get to hear very shortly. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. Again, thank you everyone for coming out and celebrating our 300th show. For everyone that turned up and is having a little dance on top of the bank. Thanks for bringing your tunes over. We do appreciate that. I hope you've had a bit of fun. This has been probably the longest episode we've done in a little while. So
maybe.
So I think it is. Normally we've been trying to keep them fairly short. So yeah.
But it's okay. It's a special occasion.
It is a special occasion. Thank you, ladies, again for joining me this week. I do appreciate you giving of your time to come be with me and to help me do this. So thank you, Niecy, Chris, and Fair, so much. I appreciate you three so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Oh, look, you guys,
this was fun.
You guys always say yes to me, and I'm so appreciative of that. So thank you. Oh, Aprillian, thank you. She says congratulations from Core. Thank you. We heart you. Which is, you know, again, Aprillian and I go way back. We've known each other a long time, Aprillian, which is great. All right, we're going to wrap up and say goodnight so certain people can go to bed after they've had their yummies. But again, thank you guys so much. And please just remember, stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Good night, all.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.